It seems like nothing about life today is quite normal. We're living through a historic time, and while it might not be the first thing you think of, our next guests say this is a good time to take some notes, maybe even a journal. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you recording your experiences during this time somehow? Are you keeping a journal, writing short essays, taking photos, or something else? If you've always kept a journal, has the content changed a lot lately? We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Andy Moore is a senior producer at PBS Wisconsin and host of the 30-Minute Music Hour. He's the lead contributing producer for their COVID-19 project, No Place Like Home. Andy, good to have you with us.
Hi, Rob. How you doing? I miss seeing you. I miss seeing everybody at the station.
Exactly. Me too. Well, it's good to talk to you anyway on the air. Also with us, Christian Overland is the Ruth and Hartley Barker director and CEO of the Wisconsin Historical Society, which is asking for contributors to their COVID-19 journal project. Christian, thanks a lot for being with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Rob, with you and Andy.
Christian, let's start with your project. Where did this idea to ask Wisconsinites to keep these COVID-19 journals come from?
Well, it came actually from the staff. A few of our staff members were talking about, as we were shutting down some of the sites, how could we stay connected and how could we help people out during this time? And the idea actually harkens back to the 1860s when one of our founding directors, Lyman Draper, came up with the journaling project for Civil War soldiers. He was at Camp Randall when people were being mustered out in 1861, and he gave soldiers journals and pencils and asked them to write down what was going on during the war and bring them back to deposit at the Wisconsin Historical Society. And they actually did that. So it created one of the greatest archives of Civil War soldiers' diaries in the United States. So today we were looking at it from the standpoint, wouldn't it be great to actually document this from the people's point of view as well and capturing their moments of time on what they think they're going through and documenting that and actually creating a gift towards the future. So people who are looking back on this can say, how did people get through it? So that's how we started. It was a staff-initiated idea.
And if people want to participate, Christian, how do they get involved?
So it's real simple. You can go to wisconsinhistory.org and look for Big Histories Happening, and they can sign up by actually committing to the journal program. It talks about what happens with the journals, how it'll be cataloged. And we're taking journals that are handwritten, digital, video journals, as well as photo montages. And if people wanted to ask our archivists about the project, too, and getting some more insight about what to do, they can do that through email as well. And then people download a little sign saying, I'm participating in the COVID-19 journaling project, and we ask people to post it on social media, and it all starts that process.
And Andy, you have this fascinating project going at PBS Wisconsin, the No Place Like Home project. What was the goal when you set out here?
What we discussed it when we launched this about a month ago, and our theory is that for every person who is hungry to read about numbers, there are people who are hungry to read about people and how we're doing, how we're all faring, how we're making our way through these social restriction days, and so we decided that I guess you could say that my journaling project is a little bit different from mm-hmm. Christian's, because it comes in the form of other people's experiences, but you could say that I'm their journalist. So we set out to tell people stories and how they're doing at home, hence the name No Place Like Home.
And you've got an amazing variety of people already. I think this is still in early days, but a high school student in Milwaukee, a farmer who's in a blues band, just across the board here. Can you share a couple of the stories of the people you met with us?
Yes, and we are some are more lighthearted and some are very serious. I like the examples that you talked about, and I want to touch on one of those as well. But a recent one that just went up was more lighthearted, although it points out to a serious problem. And it's the story of an Iowa County man who is a UW tech information specialist who doesn't have broadband out in the country. And so he has to, as I put it in the story, drive to work at home. And he parks on the side of the highway and works 8 hours a day and then drives 10 minutes home. But so that was an example of someone handling this home. Listen, please hear me say that any of us who are fortunate enough to be able to have work, to work at home, is worth acknowledging. But this was an interesting story with a guy with a unique challenge who then found a way to solve it. But in doing so, the story also points out a parallel challenge, which is broadband is not saturated throughout Wisconsin. And in these times when students are finishing their school year online, it matters in that way, in a very important way as well.
We're talking about recording our stories of our lives during the COVID-19 pandemic in a couple different ways. Andy Moore is with us from PBS Wisconsin. He's telling us about the No Place Like Home project there. Christian Overland is with us, director and CEO of the Wisconsin Historical Society. They are asking people to sign on and share journals of various sorts that then will become part of, in effect, the historical record. Now, Christian, on the journal writing project, I know the few times in my life when I've tried to keep a diary or journal or whatever, you know, I don't know what to write. I don't know what to say. You have some prompts that you suggest at the Historical Society. What kind of things for people in my position can we ask ourselves to get the pen flowing there?
Well, that's a great question, Rob. And so what we do is we ask people to think about what's different than the day before yesterday. We prompt them to think about what they're doing weeks before, too, to think about what was life changed for you and how do you feel about that. It could be also to help people prompting journal writing, the idea of what have you noticed in your daily life that's changed and what are you thinking about for the future? So we're getting a lot of responses from people that have people wrote back already to us about what they're documenting, from high school seniors that are missing their graduations. And they were saying, well, how do I write about this? And our archivists were prompting them and saying, you know, what would you want to have happen and what are you experiencing now? And so I think those are really helpful things. We have about 20 prompts on our website at wisconsinhistory.org. And we've had over 1,400 people commit to giving us their journals.
That's a fantastic lead-in, Andy, to the high school student I mentioned in Milwaukee who's answering basically those exact questions that Christian just brought up. Can you tell us a little bit about what he had to say?
And I'm making it a point to also ask a question, and I asked this of Devante Himes. This is a Washington high school senior that you mentioned. I'm also making a point to ask the people I'm engaging with, what are you doing that you weren't doing before, as opposed to what do you miss doing? Mm-hmm. And Devante's answer was, I'm reaching out to people like I never have before. He talked about reaching out to his peers. He talked about reaching out to his friends who are less motivated trying to do their studies online than he is. This is a young man on the north side. When I asked him if any family members were C positive, responded that both his grandmother and his aunt are C positive. So this is someone who, when I ask, as I said, what are you doing now that you weren't doing before? This is someone who is doubling down on trying to reach out to people.
And Christian, that makes me think back to those Civil War diaries that you mentioned, and if we might see similar things here, people in an unusual time, in a crisis situation, obviously being a Civil War soldier, different than sheltering at home today. But do you think similar themes might emerge, similar themes of reaching out and thinking about our place in the world?
Well, definitely. I mean, we have some journals from a Wisconsin Volunteer Regiment that was at Gettysburg, for instance, one of the big battles there, a three-day siege, and journals from that who were actually documenting what was going on during the time, and actually a Lieutenant Colonel's journal documenting the men that were lost as well as wounded. And when I hear about what's being turned into our archivists or people asking questions, we're getting some people that are documenting, you know, their temperature, taking their temperature every day, documenting conversations they're having with colleagues, you know, in other places too. So one of the things that we'll see definitely are themes of this time, and that's why it's so important for what PBS Wisconsin's doing with their TV outreach as well as us, is that we are creating the record of a time that people will see trends through it. And so right now we have tools that we're seeing trends that everybody's been hearing about, such as Zoom virtual meetings, like Zoom social hours and cocktail hours, those type of things. Tools like that didn't exist before, but some of the trends existed before, and that's what we'll be able to connect with. The other thing that I think that we'll be able to connect with, too, is how did people get through tough times, and writing about that and helping each other out. And that definitely came through the Civil War journals, and it's definitely coming through this time, too, through COVID-19 journals.
We pick up our conversation now with Andy Moore from PBS Wisconsin and Christian Overland from the Wisconsin Historical Society about projects that document life in Wisconsin during the coronavirus pandemic. Andy is leading the No Place Like Home project for PBS Wisconsin, sharing stories of people's lives during the COVID-19 pandemic. And Christian and the Historical Society want your help. They want you to keep journals and then share them. Call 800-642-1234 if you have a story to share. Do you always keep a journal? Are you a journaler in general? What has that done for your life? What is it like now? How has it changed maybe as we're staying home a lot more during COVID-19? Have you started keeping some kind of record, either on social media, in print, in some other way, video, photo? Call and tell us about it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Andy, I had asked Christian how people can join in his project. Are you on the hunt at PBS Wisconsin for more people to share their stories with you?
Yes, I am. And so this is a really great opportunity for us to do a little bit of outreach on that. And if people go on to the PBS Wisconsin website and check in with us via email with story ideas, we will give those a very serious look and be very, very grateful for any suggestions.
We had a comment from a listener who couldn't stay on. Jan called and said she wanted to say how important toilet paper is right now in small towns. That's people have talked about that a lot, Christian, and I think that's the kind of detail that if we look at this from 20 or 30 years back, people might forget. Is that the kind of like mundane detail of life that you're hoping to collect at the Historical Society?
It is. Excuse me. It is. We actually sent people out to photograph grocery stores, too, to help tell that story as well. I think that's not only just toilet paper, but, you know, we have photographs of people coming back from grocery stores, sending in things about, do you guys want photographs of empty shelves, no soup, no pasta? There's some food themes that we're all experiencing, too. And so those are the type of things that we're collecting. The other part that I would say about the journaling project, too, is for people to understand, is it's not just an archive of journals by themselves. We are collecting the state history of COVID-19 from the state record point of view, and also 3D collections we're sending our curators across the state. So we're visiting distilleries, talking to them about can they send us their packages that they're now making hand sanitizer in their bottles, and they're sending those to us, as well as we'll be collecting testing kits that are made by Exact Science and other groups, too. So we're developing an entire collection on COVID-19.
And that that homebrew hand sanitizer, Andy, reminds me of a Greendale area seamstress, I think, who has converted production to all face masks all the time. Could you share a little of that story with us?
Yes. Her name is Yur Lohr. And she and several friends, one or two of whom worked in her alteration shop in the Greendale shopping mall. After the mall essentially closed, the machines left the building and went into the homes of she and her friends, and they began making masks full time, hundreds of them. This was before the federal government began to endorse the wearing of masks. So she got a little bit ahead of the game, so much so that she began to get orders, including from an elder care facility down in Illinois. So she was already shipping out masks completely free of charge to various health agencies and so forth. And I have to tell you that after we did that story, a package arrived in our mailbox, and she had sent us a half a dozen.
Wow. That's, and Christian, that makes me wonder how historians ultimately are going to look back and use stories like this, either ones that Annie's collecting or the ones people keep for themselves. Looking back at your collection now, what do we go back and use these personal life stories for?
Well, I think it's very important. And when I think about like the 1918 pandemic that happened in Wisconsin, one of the things that a lot of people don't know about, Wisconsin was the only state in the Union that had a medical system at a state level to figure out how to stop the spread of that virus through quarantining, what we call social distancing today. They pulled the kids back from school. So those stories were available, and we sent them to, of course, government officials and everybody else too. But those are the things that people have been talking about, is like how the history has inspired people to figure out how to deal with COVID-19 today. So just like what Andy's talking about with people making masks, saving some of those templates, having those type of things, the kind of can-do spirit that allows people to move forward on their own, those are the stories that we want to give to the future. We want to have the ingenuity of that's coming out of today's crisis be helpful to the future generations of the United States.
We're talking about keeping a record of this unusual time in history here in Wisconsin. Christian Overland with us from the Wisconsin Historical Society. Andy Moore with us from PBS Wisconsin. They have a No Place Like Home project online, and the Historical Society is looking for journals and other records, mementos of this time here in Wisconsin. Christian, I should ask about another project you have going on there, getting people to design posters, like public health posters. What's going on with that?
So, Andy, thanks for asking about that. That's our COVID-19 poster project. We have over 5,000 historical posters in our collections that go back from World War I to the Depression era, World War II, that are call-to-action posters. And what we've done is we've commissioned with 10 Wisconsin artists, graphic design artists, to publish their versions of what could be dealt with today with COVID-19. So we're using the past to inspire the future again. And so Keegan One Foot Winkman just did a poster last week for us. It's called Shelter in Place. And people can see those posters. We're putting them around town too, as well as they can make their own poster. We developed a school program for kids that can do things at home too, and teachers are using it. And that's at wisconsinhistory.org that people can see those and download them. And we're doing 1 week for 10 weeks. So 10 artists, 10 weeks, 10 messages about what we're dealing with in COVID. And we're actually creating the history today for the future as well by that project.
And Andy, I don't want to run out of time without asking about one of your pieces that I know has got to be near and dear to your heart. I've been lucky enough to see you out front, out in your front yard playing banjo since this all started. And you wrote a piece on another, I think, Madison area musician, paramusicians who are sharing their tunes with neighbors, even though they can't, you know, go out and have a normal live performance.
Oh, man, it's such a sweet thing. Bobby Batico and Lori Dawkin are Near East Side residents and good musicians, bluegrass and country musicians. And, you know, we're living in days of a lot of musicians doing live streaming. Well, Bobby and Lori are doing a two-song live performance on their front porch. And it's intended for passerbys and for their immediate around the corner neighbors, and it's all very, very safe. Due to the fact that they only play two songs, and partly due to the fact that they have chalk markings out front like a football field. Most people sit even across the street, and it's a beautiful and sweet nightly event. They've been doing it every night since March 28th, and the song they play is a song that they pick, maybe one that they've written, maybe a country standard. And the second song is always a sing-along, and it's very, very emotional. A very emotional 10 minutes, and then everyone goes home.
And Christian, as we wrap up in our last minute here, I think a lot of us, myself included, think of history as something that happened then, and the present is something that's happening now. We're actually living through history, aren't we?
We are. We're living in one of the largest, most significant transformative moments of our lives and our parents' lives, our grandparents' lives, as well as the future lives of our children. This is an amazing, time for us to be alive and thinking about what the future of the world will be when we get out of it.
We'll leave it there for now. Christian, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, sir. And thank you, Andy.
And Andy, thanks for being with us.
Yes, thanks, Rob. Thanks, Christian. Keep up the good work, Christian.
We've been talking to Christian Overland, Ruth and Hartley Barker, director and CEO of the Wisconsin Historical Society, which is collecting COVID-19 journals for their collection. And Andy Moore is the lead contributing producer for PBS Wisconsin's COVID-19 project called No Place Like Home. You can learn more about these projects to document life in Wisconsin during the coronavirus pandemic at WPR.org/Central Time. We've got links to their work online and ways you can participate, too.